Background, Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background, Michigan.
Transcribing for Background Michigan, our current subject is the Michigan Summer Theater Movement. And our guest at this time is Jim Edwards of Lansing. Jim is a lighting manufacturer's representative at the present time, and in past years has been very active in several summer theater enterprises, either as lighting designer, technical director, regular director, and or producer. He is a graduate of Michigan State University, 1949, with BA in theater design. And Jim's business requires him to be in contact with many types of theater activities around the state, including summer theaters, civic and community drama groups, high school and college drama departments, and so on. Now, you have tried several phases of theater in this experience, Jim. You have been a director. You've done some acting also, and what we call a technical part of the theater, which could include lighting, scenery, designing, and management of the stage, and the general production aspects. How did you happen to settle on one particular area of interest? Which caught your imagination?
I think maybe I've always had an engineering feeling about me. I like to work with my hands. The lighting really was the most fascinating. Second to that is the set design and construction. I guess I'm just a mechanic, really.
But nevertheless, you integrate your interest with the show itself.
You bet. A good technical man has to know that show equally as well, I would say, as the director. He has to know the nuances of character, because this enters into the color of the light that he's using. He has to know the basic mood of the show in order to design the color of the backgrounds. All of these things enter into it. He studies the show in the same way the director does.
Right. Well, now, you've used the term mechanical. Nevertheless, this has a strong implication of artistic taste as well.
Well, yes. We are perhaps artists with mechanical equipment. You have a light board, but this light board does nothing for you if you don't know how to operate it. Mm-hmm. And the whole technique of lighting a show is to bring about mood and artistry. Contrast is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, specifically to our subject at the moment, could you list the Michigan summer theaters that you have worked with and maybe tell us something about the capacities in which you serve? You care to reminisce a little bit?
Yes, my first experience was with the Grand Traverse Players. I was the last one hired as a sort of a fill-in actor. They found that I had a fairly decent British accent, and they needed a British boor for one of their first shows. Shortly after this show opened, our then technical director decided to leave the company. Well, I'd helped build some of the scenery and splash some paint. The next thing I knew, I was technical director of the summer theater. The following fall, we came back here to Michigan State, and I began working on the lighting here at State. Worked under a very, very fine man, Ben Wampler. You probably remember him, Al.
Yes, indeed.
Ben was one of the finest designers I've ever known. The following season, we went to Mackinac Island with Ted Brink, who I understand was one of your guests also. Mm-hmm. And Ted and I were partners and co-producers in the theater up there. I designed the theater. We had an old, it was the John Jacob Astor Fur Trading Post, which was just a wide open space when we got there. And we built in box offices and a stage area and a backstage, dressing rooms and so on. It was my first taste of theater design, as separated from set design. And this really whetted my appetite. And then, of course, I worked with you as technical director for your Caravan Players for a season.
You also performed in the capacity of play director as well as technical director.
Yes, but my first love was the technical. I remember the old dimmer board built into a trunk.
It worked, didn't it?
Yes, it worked very well, with old rheostatic dimmers, too.
Jim, I think these things that you're mentioning and recalling place a strong emphasis on the fact that in summer theaters, improvisation is almost a way of life, and necessity is the mother of.
Is there any other way in summer theater?
Summer Theater Reminiscing with Jim Edwards. This subject to be continued on our next Background Michigan program. This is the Michigan State Radio Network.
Background Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background, Michigan.
Background, Michigan is currently taking a look behind the colorful, glamorous curtain of summer theater in our state of Michigan, a growing part of the state's vacation time appeal. We're getting a backstage look at the scene behind the curtain and behind the box office, a look at the facts of life concerning summer theater operation, financing, problems, and of course, the fun of it all from the participants' point of view. And our guest is Jim Edwards of Lansing, an experienced summer theater participant, a lighting manufacturer's representative, a magician, and a stage designer, play director, and former producer. Jim, over the years, you've been in a position to observe this summer theater movement in Michigan. Now, in that time, what factors or trends have impressed you most?
Well, Al, going back around only 16, 17 years when I first started in summer theater here, we were just a bunch of college kids out for a good time. I think we gave good entertainment. This trend continued for perhaps 5 years, and then the Equity Company began showing. This brought in your name stars, which of course gave you good box office, and nobody's gonna argue with box office. But by the same token, the student lost out. Summer theater should be a training ground. These stars would come in with a package show, and they would bring maybe one or two supporting players with them. The rest would be filled in by the apprentices, or the resident company, to give it a little more polite name, perhaps. I rather decry this. I think that Michigan can support professional theater, equity companies in places like Detroit. But outstate, I would like to see the students really present the theater. We're getting into another element in technical theater, since really this is my subject, and I'm going to get a lot of letters for you on this. I don't much care for the arena theater. This intrudes on my field, which is technical theater to a certain extent. In arena theater, you can't design a set, really. You dress it. It also bothers me to sit in the arena theater auditorium, find myself immersed in a play, and then by some movement of an actor, the guy across the stage in the other half of the auditorium is there munching his popcorn.
In other words, this breaks illusion.
He does not belong in that play, and this bothers me. It's impossible to light an arena theater without spilling a certain amount of light over into the first or second row. This, you can do it. I don't care what lighting equipment you have. It bounces out there. And when these people intrude on my field of vision, I feel cheated.
Jim, why do you think so many summer theaters, and for that matter, school-connected theaters, have embraced the arena theater idea? What's the big appeal to this?
I think it's probably because it's the thing being done today. But you know, more and more, Al, I work with architects primarily, and I see these theaters in the design stage. And more, I think we're swinging back to proscenium theater. After all, the theater is an unusual and unreal place. When you go to the theater, you go to be entertained. You don't particularly expect to see real people. When you look at a painting, it's framed. The painting is unreal also. When you go to the theater, it should have the frame of the proscenium. Now, admittedly, I'm old-fashioned in my thinking, perhaps.
Some comments on arena theater from technical designer Jim Edwards. This interesting aspect of summer theater to be continued on our next Background Michigan program. Al LaGuire speaking. This is the Michigan State Radio Network.
Background Michigan. The people, the places, the resources, the industries, and the arts. The inside story of our complex environment. The state where we live and work. Background Michigan.
Background Michigan is currently looking at Arena Theater through the eyes of technical director and designer Jim Edwards. We asked Jim on what basis he objected to Arena Theater, so common in summer show business, as opposed to the traditional proscenium.
Maybe basically as a set designer. I can't design a set for Arena Theater, although I tried once. We tried an experiment, in fact. We did Blythe Spirit in a group over in Grand Rapids. And I had always been bothered by the fact that we had no walls. So we designed a set where we put in four walls, in effect, and then made architectural cutouts. In other words, from the top of the set, we had hanging about 3-foot jagged-edged walls. We had walls running up 18 to 24 inches from the floor, and the picture frames hanging on the wall were picture frames with nothing in them. The lighting was pooled entirely in the center, and when an actor came towards the wall, his face was in darkness. You had the feeling of four walls on that set.
How'd the audience accept this?
They seemed to accept it very well. I saw the performance two evenings, and the two evenings that I was there, in each case, within the first 3 or 4 minutes, there was a little bit of yak through the audience. It bothered them a little. But they soon settled down, and the comments that I heard in the lobby afterwards was, by golly, that's a room. This is what we were trying for.
This is rather a paradox, in a sense. Here you've drawn them to an arena theater and set up an illusionary room.
Well, setting. This is what our technical people have to do. They've got to make arena theater real. We're saddled with it, let's face it. Most of our new theaters, summer theaters, are coming out in arena style. But now it's a challenge to the technical people. Do something with what you've got. Make it theater, not just a bunch of acts going on in the middle of a nightclub floor.
Do you think that there will be technical advancements and new designs which will perhaps make this more feasible to work with, to do it that way?
Possibly. The movement today in many high school stages is the so-called open stage. This has little or no backstage or behind the proscenium area, but a tremendously big apron projecting out into the audience. Well, this is a compromise. This is neither proscenium theater nor theater in the round. It's a little bit of each. I think that we're kind of stuck with this. We're going to have to live with it. But I'm currently working on a design done by a local architect where the theater rises rather rapidly and the stage is sunken. It's this type of open theater, but your proscenium is preserved, and the large apron coming out into the audience is down at floor level. It does not give you a wall to look at.
Jim, is there a Shakespearean influence in the back of the arena and the apron type of staging?
Possibly. Not so much in the arena as there is in this so-called open stage or projecting stage. Remember, the Shakespeare Theater had the four stage and your three upstage exits into the on-stage area. This may be something of a throwback to the Shakespearean theater, which is still good theater, but can you imagine doing something like Arsenic and Old Lace on a stage of this type? Where do you put the stairwell? The charge of Teddy up that stairs is so important to the show. I can't see the man who came to dinner being done without those doors so that the nurse can stick her head out from now every now and then. No, I don't think that this type of theater is real theater.
We'll continue this look at the technical side of theater design and operation with our guest, Jim Edwards, on our next Background Michigan program. Al LaGuire speaking. This is the Michigan State Radio Network.